This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the Cabinet approved the proposal for alteration of the name of the state of Kerala as Keralam.
The Cabinet has taken several important decisions today. The first decision is to name Kerala as Keralam. The second decision is to double the railway line from Gondia to Jabalpur. The third decision is to construct third and fourth railway lines from Punarak to Kul in Bihar. The fourth decision is to add third and fourth railway lines from Gamharia to Chandel in Jharkhand. Additionally, a new integrated airport terminal will be built in Srinagar and the Ahmedabad Metro will be extended.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The minister said Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet approved the extension of existing North-South Corridor from Gift City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. The minister said Cabinet approved enhanced delegation to Power Grid from the extant guidelines on delegation of powers to Maharatna CPSEs for increasing equity investment threshold from 5,000 crore rupees per subsidiary to 7,500 crore rupees per subsidiary. Mr. Vaishnaw said Cabinet approved minimum support prices MSP of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Mr. Singh said several agreements will be signed after the talks between both the prime ministers. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighbouring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the Apex Court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges and asked the Calcutta High Court to seek judicial officers of similar rank from Jharkhand and Odisha. The court directed the Election Commission to bear the expenses for deploying officers from the two states. It also permitted the poll panel to publish the final electoral roll on the 28th of February and clarified that supplementary lists may be issued as verification progresses. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya today expressed concern over the racial harassment faced by three young women from Arunachal Pradesh in Malviya Nagar, South Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said that he had spoken with the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, and taken up the matter with the Commissioner of Delhi Police to seek immediate and stringent action. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, plunged around 1.2% today as IT stocks extended their route amid persistent concerns over artificial intelligence-led disruptions. The Sensex tanked 1,069 points to close at 82,226. And that is the end of this news bulletin.